Okay. Yes, everyone can hear me. Fantastic. I'd just like to give a short sharing, I guess, about my recent trip to Cambodia. Very short. I'll just give a little introduction of where Cambodia and what Cambodia is. Cambodia is a small Southeast Asian country with a population of about 15 million. And less than 2% of that population is Christian. The large majority of the population is Buddhist of some sort. I went on a short trip only for 10 days, but I'd just like to bring to attention, I think, something that we are vaguely sort of aware of, we sort of have on our minds, but we never really deeply think about or, I guess, always have on our minds. And I'll just start with the trip itself. It was a short trip, it was only 10 days, but I got to experience a lot of different culture and a lot of different understanding of a different history and a different place, basically. Cambodia is a place of an interesting history. Less than 50 years ago, there was a great genocide that happened, an internal genocide amongst the people where almost a quarter of the population were killed. This is less than 15 years ago, 50 years ago, so it's quite a close on the minds of maybe many Cambodians as well. Going there, one of the first things we went to was a slum in Cambodia, a place I'm sure a lot of people have heard of slums, but I don't get to experience where there's just a lot of people living in a very small amount of area with a lot of rubbish and a lot of not exactly what you here in Australia would call good living environments. Just wooden buildings and, built up to without much space or much comfort. It's just a different experience to see the kind of resources that are in a different country like Cambodia. A far poorer country than you'd imagine than Australia. Moving on from that, another day we got to... understanding that in these slums... there are a lot of children there who likely will never or may never receive a proper education. It's obvious there's a difference in the resources that we have here in Australia and the resources in a place like Cambodia where the community is far poorer, the country is far poorer, and there are especially poor people like these living in the slums who don't have much of an identity, so a lot don't know their birthdays and things like that. Moving on, we went to a school in Cambodia, and this isn't exactly the definition of a school we'd imagine in Australia. In Australia, there's a lot of funding going into education, a lot of good schools, but here in Cambodia, it was basically a rectangular block with three rooms, no proper lighting, and just over 100 kids of about year six or lower. And it's just a different experience to see that the resources are completely different in a country like Cambodia. The education system is different. And where in Australia we have a lot of resources such as teachers, we have the funding, we have the resources to properly learn. In a place like Cambodia, learning isn't as easy and is far more difficult to achieve with such poor resources. Lack of proper teaching and generally bad conditions and lack of funding for education. Another place that we managed to visit was a rural village. A rural village that was about 1 or 1.5 hours drive outside of the main sort of populace of people where there's a lot of more people, and just realizing that there's a lot of people here who went there for a basic medical trip. We had just to help with a little bit of the medicine and whatnot, just to help provide a little bit of care. And it's interesting to understand from these kinds of experiences how truly different the lives of a normal Cambodian person in the lives of one of us is how these people are just do not have any of the resources we take for granted. And what am I trying to say about all these things, or about these resources? I'd like to move on to talking about the Cambodian Christian community there. As you might expect from Christian community there, the church we went to wasn't very large. A lot less people there were gathered, and just a block on the side of a road, on a busy road, we got to visit. But I felt there was an awareness of the Cambodian Christians, of a God-given purpose that they really truly appreciated in a position that they are. For the Christians there, I really felt the importance that they felt in spreading the word of God. There was a fellow Christian I'd interacted and talked with, Christian brother, and he was in... We were at the village, this rural village, and there was a moving moment when he just... there were just a few elderly people from the village waiting to get some basic medical treatment. I don't think they expected much except to, hopefully get a little bit of medicine, maybe try to get a little checkup, a medical checkup. But this fellow Christian, he stood up in Cambodian. I didn't understand it, but I could tell that he was just speaking the gospel to these people just sitting there. And from that, I realized that for these people, it may have been the only time, it may be the first time, and the only time they can really hear the word of God. I really understood that for many of the Cambodian Christians there was a real God-given purpose of building a Christian community there, building a Christian church there, that really was dedicated to serving its people, that there was a real understanding of how much these Cambodians, these people, that their own people needed the presence of God, needed to know the truth of God. And I saw the relevancy in my own life in the fact that I could see that I really needed to come to grips with an understanding of what God wishes for me to do, wishes for all of us. God has given us all an opportunity to serve Him. And I feel like from this trip, I realized how important it was to really understand each and every one of our positions, to understand that we are placed here for a specific purpose to serve God, and that we should really think about and appreciate what we have and the situation we're in and what we're asked by God to do. For these Cambodian Christians, it was quite obvious that they had a mission, and that mission was to really serve their people, to provide an understanding of this truth of God, to understand the salvation, to spread the salvation and the gospel of our Lord Jesus to their people who suffered so much and who needed this help, who needed this peace. And of such a small Christian community, it was obvious that this was the goal they were striving to. But for us in Australia, I realized we needed also to come to grips with the position God has put us in, to really understand why God has put us in our positions, to understand that every one of us has a purpose that God has given us, put us here to, and really come to grips with what that means for each and every one of us. And that was for me personally, just going on a trip and seeing this Cambodian Christian community and realizing that I myself really needed. I'll just share a quick Bible verse, I guess. That's always a good thing. From 1 Corinthians 12. Let me just pull it up. 1 Corinthians 12. Four to five. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. I felt this verse was really powerful in embodying the fact that we are each given a different gift. We are each placed in a different position. But the fact that we know God means that He has put us there for a certain reason, put us here for a certain purpose, and that's to serve Him in whatever way we can, and whatever way He wants us to. And I feel like it's very important for us to not just go through our daily lives just pondering and understanding the Word of God, but really asking Him why He's put us in our specific position and what we can do from this position. Thank you.